Watch, citizens smash truck windows to rescue driver having medical emergency. By Amy Furr on July 27, 2021. A scene along the downtown connector in Atlanta was caught on camera and showed citizens helping a man experiencing a medical emergency behind the wheel of his truck. The incident occurred Sunday when a truck was driving slowly down the interstate, going north past Georgia State University's football stadium, 11 Alive reported. People in cars nearby saw the driver slumped over and he appeared unconscious. I looked over to the right and I saw an older guy driving his car, but he was leaned over. He had passed out, Jordan Carter, who took video on her cell phone, told the outlet. Several citizens pulled over and once the vehicle stopped they began working to break the windows. Among them was Pastor Quay Tucker, who ran alongside the truck and also tried to smash the windows. While on the way about to merge onto I-20, we noticed two young ladies jump out of their cars to try and stop a truck in whom a man having a seizure. Thanks to God we were able to vault the truck and bust into the truck to stop it, he said in a Facebook post. Meanwhile, Tucker's friend Davian Taylor spoke with a 911 dispatcher. Taylor shared photos and video of the incident on what appeared to be his Facebook page. Carter said a woman was finally able to break the truck's back window. Moments later, her friend Shalani Campbell stepped in to help. I immediately got on the truck, started kicking the rest of the windshield down. That is when I slid in and unlocked the door, Campbell explained. Carter comforted the driver until first responders arrived at the scene, while Campbell used the man's phone to call his wife. Several of the helpers told 11 Alive they eventually heard from the man's wife, who said he was in the hospital recovering. To see fellow strangers together during this unprecedented moment showed that there are still genuine people in this world who look beyond race, sexuality and politics. God bless those who put effort to saving this man's life, Tucker concluded in his post.